This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. A new local initiative to address climate change issues has launched. It's called the Cape Cod Climate Change Collaborative. With us to talk about what makes this group unique in its approach is Rich Delaney, president and CEO of the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Rich, tell us about the Cape Cod Climate Change Collaborative. What exactly is it?
It's intended to become a Cape-wide campaign to unite any and all organizations that are interested in making really substantive actions that can address climate change impacts here on Cape Cod. There are a number of groups that are active. We know of some, but the concept here, the idea here, is that if we unite and share our resources and share our expertise in this area, we can make even better gains in reducing the amount of carbon dioxide that gets produced in our community.
What was the inspiration for this particular type of collaborative?
Well, I was very fortunate to be among the people who were present in Paris in December last year when 196 presidents and prime ministers came together to really create what I think is the most important environmental planetary action that's happened in a long time, maybe forever, and that is they signed an agreement on behalf of each one of their countries, virtually every country in the world, to go back and take voluntary measures and steps and actions to, within their country's framework, reduce the amount of carbon dioxide being produced.
And this is the initiative that most people know as the Paris Accord.
That's the Paris Accord, exactly.
And your particular initiative, the Cape Cod Climate Change Collaborative, mirrors that a little bit in the number of organizations that you're hoping to get to join this effort.
Well, Steve, when I came back from Paris, I was excited and very optimistic and very enthusiastic. So I came back to Cape Cod, and I gave several presentations, at the end of which people would say, well, what can we do? What's going on in Cape Cod? So finally, I realized that, and if made a proposal to create this collaborative, basically to replicate what happened in Paris. So the rationale is if 196 presidents and prime ministers can come together and make a commitment, surely we can find 196 organizations or entities on Cape Cod who will voluntarily come together, make a commitment, and that will be like a replication in our local community, in our region, of what happened in Paris. So here on Cape Cod, the collaborative really will be a virtual organization that will hopefully list at least 196, maybe we'll have 1,196 entities. And then beside each entity's name, if you can visualize the website, will be its promise to reduce carbon dioxide in whatever way it can do within its organization. And then we actually have metrics that we can use to apply to that action to measure exactly how many pounds and eventually tons of carbon dioxide we can reduce. So we can make our actions measurable and quantifiable and really show that we're making a difference.
That's Rich Delaney, president and CEO of the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown, speaking about the Cape Cod Climate Change Collaborative. Rich, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. Thanks for your interest.